Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Pam Boyd, and we're going to be talking a lot of United Way of Eastern Utah, because it's been a busy few months for you guys.
It is, you know, August, September, October, and really honestly through the Christmas season, we're pretty busy out there.
You know, and it's a good kind of busy though, because you know you're out there and you're helping people in need. And one of those recent events was your Souls to Souls event, which from what you were telling me beforehand was a huge success.
Yeah, it was a great day. It was a great day on Saturday. We handed out 352 pairs of shoes. So that's a good number. You know, had great people. Everybody was, as always, you know, the people who get those shoes are wonderful. It's wonderful to have the opportunity to help them out this way. And yeah, great day.
Yeah, and it's something I'm sure these families are so grateful for, to have that expense of a new pair of shoes being kind of taken off them. That burden's not with them, thanks to you guys. So that's something that's just, it's really aiding the community. And I feel like it can't be overstated that you guys are doing so much good for this community. And we all want to thank you for that.
Well, you know, I'm excited that we have the opportunity to do this. And I got to tell you, there's nothing better than seeing a kid's face when they've got a new pair of shoes on. They're just so happy. And it's like, that's how we want kids to start this school year.
And so like you kind of touched on earlier, it is a nonstop stretch for you guys, pretty much from now until December. And one of those big events that is coming up for you guys is the United Way Day of Caring. So can you just kind of explain what that is?
Well, Day of Caring is a community-wide volunteer event. And you know, it's United Way's mission is to affect change by harnessing the caring power of community. And you can't come up with a better example of that than Day of Caring. It's, I always say, it's like ants on a cupcake. It's, you know, a bunch of people, a bunch of projects, and we get them done. And it is really an amazing morning. You know, it's an amazing morning to see these communities come out and help their neighbors and make public spaces better for all of us. And we're very excited to be bringing it back. And this year, going to be Saturday, September 7th. Starts off at Lynn's Grocery Store, where we have a morning kickoff, you know, about 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, you know, come and have some donuts and coffee and get energized to go out and do some work.
And this is something that I've heard United Way kind of talk about before in other organizations. Kind of that sweat equity is what helps build these strong communities. And that's exactly what this Day of Caring is.
It really is. It's, you know, let's all make the place where we live, our homes, a better place.
And so a big part of this is going out to the community and kind of finding those projects that are in need of being done. So if there are people out there who kind of, they need something done, but they just aren't able to get it done themselves, how can they participate in this Day of Caring?
Well, and you know, Day of Caring gets a lot of publicity for its public spaces, you know, for parks and those big projects we do. But we also send a lot of crews out to homes where, you know, maybe the homeowner is elderly and it's just gotten to be too much for them. Or maybe they've had, the homeowner's had, you know, some physical setbacks, some illness. You know, there's a lot of reasons why projects in your home get away from you. And, you know, but that's what this day is there for. You know, it's to help out neighbors. So if you have a project and it's just too much for you right now, and, you know, they need to be outdoor projects, you know, like yards and trimming trees, you know, not huge ones, you know, bushes, I should say, trimming bushes, pulling weeds, that kind of project. We're there for you. And so what you need to do is reach out, and you can call me at 435-637-8911, or you can email us at liveunited@uweu.org. Tell us about what you need us to do, and we'll get you on the list.
And that's just it's a good outreach, because like you touched on, a lot of the publicity that comes along with this Day of Caring is for the more public side of the projects, you know, like you said, parks, doing stuff there, cleanup projects. But this is a good way to kind of help those in need with some more personal projects, and it really helps overall with the look of our city as well.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes their projects like bushes have gotten out of control and they're obscuring the sidewalk. So, you know, that's a great project. It helps everybody, and, you know, it really helps the homeowner and just makes it a better place. And, you know, people really, really do enjoy doing those projects alongside the people that own the properties.
Now, Pam, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, just mark that day in your calendar. Like I said, Saturday, September 7th. We're going to make these communities a little bit better place to live.
Saturday, September 7th is a day you're not going to want to miss if you're someone who really wants to help give back to the community with the United Way of Eastern Utah's Day of Caring. And we'll have Pam Boyd back in a few weeks to talk about how to participate in this as a volunteer. So you'll have that to look forward to. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.